You know what? Today we get to talk about one of my favorite things. And when I was your age, my grandmother, her name was B, kind of like Aunt B. This is my grandma B. Whenever the family would get together, didn't your families get together for special meals, for big meals and stuff like that sometimes? Whenever we would get together for a big meal with all my aunts and uncles and cousins and all this kind of stuff, the day before, my grandmother would make her famous biscuits. Okay. Now, I grew up in Michigan, and biscuits in Michigan and biscuits down south are kind of like two different things. Okay. What we would have called biscuits when I was a kid, y'all down here called dinner rolls. Okay. But she would spend the whole day, and she would make her famous biscuits, her famous dinner rolls, and oh, they were so good. You know, do you guys like to smell bread as it's baking? Isn't that a great smell? Yeah, you know, one of these days we ought to just have fresh baked bread here in the church. Everybody can smell bread, you know, and then we'll all be hungry, and then afterwards we'll get some bread. But my grandmother's house would be filled with just the smell of fresh baked bread. And she had this thing. She had this gripping roasting pan full of dough, and she'd take a bunch of dough and put it in the palm of her hand. And when she squeezed it, when she would squeeze her hand, whoops, forgot a couple. When she would squeeze the dough, out would pop a dough ball, perfectly round. I don't know how she did it. It'd be perfectly round. And she'd just kind of twist it off and put it over on the baking sheet. And then she'd grab some more, squeeze it, out the dough ball, twist it off, and put it over there. T had all these little dough balls on this baking sheet. And then she'd pop them in the oven, and oh my goodness gracious, we couldn't wait to eat them. You know, it seemed like the bread came out of nowhere. Because she was so good at it, and she was so fast at it, we couldn't even see the bread in her hands, just like that, and it would pop up. A couple of weeks ago, the church was reading the story of Jesus feeding 5,000 people. And all he had was a few small loaves of bread and a couple of small fish. And he fed 5,000 people with that much. Okay, people thought, where did this bread come from? It came from nowhere. And they wanted more and more and more and more. And people started following Jesus. Not because he was teaching them all about God's word. Not because he was showing how much God loved them. Not because he was healing people who were sick. They were following him because they wanted more bread. They liked fresh bread too. And so they wanted Jesus to do the miracle again. Okay. How many times do we find ourselves wanting Jesus to do something in our life that we want him to do, but maybe it's not something that's good for us? Maybe it's not something that we need to do right now. That's what those people in the wilderness were wanting Jesus to do. They were wanting Jesus to do something for them that probably wasn't good for them to have right then. They needed to be paying attention to Jesus, not paying attention to the bread. Our lives are filled with that. Our lives are filled with things that we pay attention to instead of paying attention to Jesus. What I want you to do this week is, this is the last week of summer vacation for most of you, okay? What I want you to do this week is all those things that you have at home, all those things that you wanted to do still, pay attention to those things, but pay attention to what Jesus would have you do, okay? It's okay to have all these things going on in your life as long as they don't get in the way of what Jesus would have us do or what Jesus would teach us, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to pay attention to the things Jesus is calling you to do this week. Okay, I guarantee you, as you do that, he will fill your life full of good things. Not only the things that he's calling you to do, to say your prayers, to care for other people, to pray for your church family, to come to worship, okay, all those things. But do those and you see how many things he fills your life with, okay? Let's pray. Let's ask for God's help with that. Let's pray. And gracious Father, so many things get in our way. They get in our way of our prayers. They get in the way of our worship. They get in our way of spending time with you. Help us always to remember that Jesus showed us the way to follow you. Jesus showed us the way to do those things you would have us do, and that he goes with us every day. Help us concentrate on those things first, so that we might realize all the blessings that you fill our lives with. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.